Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has announced that his country is preparing to join the U.S.-led Trans-Pacific Partnership. Abe says once Japan is recruited in the regional free trade group, the country is likely to enjoy duty-free treatment in export trade and investment within the region. Abe believes joining TPP will bear positive effects on Japanese economy, despite the fear from farmers over the pounding impact on agricultural industry. Professor Liu Yun from China Institute of Contemporary International Relations says some TPP members will help to ease energy shortage in Japan.
There has been a huge demand for energy since Japan shut all its nuclear stations after the Fukushima nuke accident 2 years ago. Energy price in Japan is seeing a hike since the country has to import a large amount of oil and natural gas. So Japan's energy can be largely supplied by the United States and Russia with favorable conditions once the country joins in TPP.
Meanwhile, Liu Yun notes Japan also intends to strengthen its alliance with the U.S. by joining the TPP. And the U.S. is trying to solidify the international currency status of U.S. dollar and building a U.S.-led world structure. China has long been promoting the establishment of a free trade area composed of China, Japan, and South Korea. With regard to TPP, Liu Yun believes Japan's intention to move closer to the U.S.-led free trade agreement will bring negative impacts on Chinese economy.
Once TPP is set up, China will be facing many difficulties in promoting regional trade since Japan is deeply involved in the U.S.-led trade agreement. But we need to see a TPP representing most Asia-Pacific economic bodies will not be intact if without China in it. So I think China will be able to join in the regional economic bloc in the long term.
The U.S. and the other 10 member countries are pushing for a deal on TPP by the end of the year. The other TPP members include Canada, Mexico, Australia, New Zealand, Chile, Peru, Vietnam, Malaysia, and Brunei.